Hi, welcome to part two of Feel Good Sports Stories. Let's just do a recap of last episode. It was about Michael Jordan, his story. This episode will be about Sean Barker. So, Sean Barker in 2012 collided with a goalkeeper and ruptured every ligament and tendon in his knee. He also played soccer. After 4+ years and 5 surgeries, however, Barker finally made his return to competitive football, aka soccer, in August. Playing for a new club, Burton Albion FC, Barker entered a substitution in the 93rd minute of a match against Derby. Of his appearance, Barker said, per Robinson, "It's about proving myself now. This has made me content, but it's not made me happy." Now, hearing this information, how he ruptured his knee, being someone who loves sports and plays a completely different sport, baseball, there's a certain level of respect here. So you see someone that hits their low. Most people probably told them, "You're done. That's it. Your career over, your dreams shattered." He probably thought that. He's probably sitting in the hospital room after his surgery, getting his knee put back together, thinking, "This is it. This is done." Or at least that would be what the normal person would think, I'd assume. But no. He turned that into motivation. Him being crippled, being knocked down, he took it as a challenge. He told himself how much he loved soccer, how much he needed it in his life. He did not give it up. He kept working. He went, did rehab, did physical therapy, kept going at it, never gave up. Until he started practicing again, he got a little bit better, kept going, didn't quite, you know, wasn't making it, but wasn't giving up, you know? And that's just inspirational, because to me, being someone that got cut from a baseball team 3 times, that, you know, that makes you want to quit. See him going through this completely, like, getting it ripped from him, not being able to carry on. That just sounds so much bigger, and he's still able to overcome it. And finally, a team finally took a chance on him. And he showed what he can still do. He showed that he was still an elite player. Showed that he can still be the best. Showed that, you know, no one was going to ever keep him down in life. And seeing that, maybe you're a fan of him. Maybe you're a fan of the team he played for. But his old team didn't want him back. So he had to choose a new team. And he took that. And he just ran with it. And he played his heart out. He trained hard. He never gave up. And there's going to be a common theme around this series. That is, don't give up. Because when you think of something like this, it's crazy. I mean, this guy ruptured everything in his knee. Couldn't walk. They couldn't even bend his knee. And all of a sudden, that's such a key part to soccer. And, like, you gotta be able to run, dribble, kick, block. There's so many things that go into that. And it's all foot-based. And you have to use your knee for that. And to see him come back and say, "I got my knee taken away from me, but I'm going to get it fixed. And I'm going to come back better than ever. Keep going at it. I'm never going to give up." That's inspirational. That's something that you should always look at and always be like, you know, it, like, warms your heart. And keeps you, like, motivated in everything in your own life. Whether it be sports, school, home life, things like that. It's just crazy. Shows never give up. Thank you for watching part 2 of this series. Part 3 will be on the way.